Welcome back. This is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button. Let's get into it.
Do you ever have a sugar daddy?
I definitely would, but only if my boyfriend was okay with it and I got to spend that money on my boyfriend as well.
Nah, relationship over. If my girl answered this question like this, the relationship would just be over. We would have to have a long talk. Like, wait, what do you mean you would? But look, she's just saying that because her boyfriend's standing right there. She don't care nothing about, yeah, I would do it, but I would have to give all the money to my boyfriend. That's the only way I would do it. Well, why would you? Look, where are the morals? It's not about money all the time. Where are the morals? Let's see how bro gonna react.
Well, would you be okay with that?
If I'm getting money spent on me, I'm down with anything.
Man. How much of a cut would you need?
I'm not taking anything less than 50%.
So just be a PIMP then. That ain't your girl no more. That's your you know what. Cool, just be a PIMP, but don't have no feelings for her. Don't have no square feelings for her, if that's going to be your 304. But look, is this the woman you going to have kids with, bro? I hope not. She already got the 304 tails, the belly ring, just how she dressed. We already know what's up with her. But he probably just happy to be getting some.
Therapy is expensive.
I feel like maybe 50% is a lot.
My husband thinks we would have dated in high school. Okay, let's see this. She laughing. Okay. Okay. Captain of the football team. All right. Doing his thing. No. Yeah. That definitely didn't go. But hey, I'll say this. It's a lot higher chance that they would have dated versus if it was reversed. If it was some nerdy dude and the girl was the captain of the cheerleading team. Nah, not in this universe. That wasn't going to happen. The captain of the football team dating a nerdy girl. That's possible. Not likely, but very possible.
Hey, come on. Like, get back in the car. What are you finna do? Walk home? We're in a whole nother state. Babe, get in the car and stop playing. Babe, get in the...
Yeah, she know that you'll do this game with her. That's why she did it in the first place. The women I've dealt with, they know I just drive off. See, yeah, these is one of them situations where, I mean, if it was in a decent neighborhood, yeah, these would be one of them situations that my woman had to learn a lesson. That's how you got to do if you want them to never pull something like this again. That's what you got to do. I mean, not in a bad neighborhood where she's going to get popped, but like if it was in a decent neighborhood, yeah, I'm going for real.
Get in the car.
Dude, just drive away. She's acting like a damn child. Just let her sit there for a little while and think about what she's doing. You can just go off and have a million times more fun without her. Better yet, why don't you just say I'm going out to get some milk and never return?
It's so magical when a bunch of women get together and we start drinking. And there's always that one girl who's had a couple Bloody Marys. And then she has some news for the group. And what we do as women and support is we'll just take turns one-upping that bitch. And... every time, warms my heart. I was just at brunch, and this girl was going on and on and on about herself. I hate her so much. She's my best friend.
I mean, exactly. I don't even see the point in having friends as a female. Because you know those aren't really your friends. You might get one. You might get one. But the same thing with guys. One true friend that's really riding for you to the end, you'd be lucky to find one. But the cattiness and jealousy that goes on within female groups, I don't know how y'all do it. I guess you can let me know in the comment section.
And she was like, ladies, ooh, I got an announcement. Nathan and I just bought our first house. Ooh, right? And Heather was like, so exciting. Let me know if you need any.
And look, fellas, a lot of these women, they try to hit these milestones just so they can have this moment in the circle with their friends. A lot of women just want to get married just so they can have this moment with their friends. Yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but yeah. A lot of women want to get a certain car and have a house by a certain point so they can have this moment in their circle of friends.
Any decorating tips? I just finished the pool house at our second lake house. And then Rachel was like, I know, we just bought a lake.
So yeah, my advice to the ladies, keep your circle small, maybe even non-existent. Focus on your long-term boyfriend that's going to be your husband and starting a family. You can focus on y'all family. Your friends are always going to hate on your relationship no matter what, even if it's a good guy. Female friends are the reason why a lot of women are single and why a lot of women get divorced. Once you start a family, you don't need no bunch of female friends.